Hi there, Leo.
Leo. For you, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Thank you for holding. Hello? Leo?
Yeah.
Hi. Yep. Mary wanted me to get on the line. She's actually requesting that I apply a reduced rate for your business, of course, also to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. A happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know that Mary does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
Nope, just price.
Okay. So we would be promoting your website on both local search engine optimization and paid Google Ads. So you'll show up in both the pack result that pops up near the top of the page, the Google Ads that appear above the map, that's going to get you found very quickly, even throughout your entire 30-mile radius. With the reduced rate for being a younger business and with the promotion that we're running here at the end of the year, you'd be looking at a flat monthly rate of exactly $299.00. That would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. It's a month-to-month service, and no matter how long you choose to stay with us, that discounted rate would stay with you. It's a position that we're actively filling. Is that something you think you might want for your business at this point?
It is.
You've got a great looking website. You know, all we have to do really is put that website where more people can see it. You know, a website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that see it. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page, most websites are kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So we would actually attach your website to almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them equally important to the search engines, all of them talking about your services and your service area, linking back to your website. That's going to get you found in that local map or the pack that pops up near the top of the page. Your website's also going to be attached directly to paid ads. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Keep in mind, though, the calls will come directly to you, and it will be someone who will have seen your website before they call you. So they're calling you specifically after seeing your gallery, learning about your company, and knowing that you do exactly what they're looking for. So it's a very high conversion rate. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. That $299 will never go up. And it is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Now, because it is a holiday shortened week and I still have the same workload as I normally would, I'm actually trying to get some of these positions filled quickly. I'd be willing to waive your setup fee. There's usually a setup fee that attaches to the first month to help us offset the cost of creating that content. But we know our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page, even though it's month-to-month. So I want to make it as affordable for you as I can and waive your setup fee. It would just be that $299 out the door. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Now, you're doing both residential and commercial work. Do you have a preference as far as that goes, or do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I prefer profitable.
Profitable. Profitable is cash. if it makes yeah. dollars, it makes sense. So residential or
yep.
commercial. And you offer quite a lot of different services, you know, general home remodeling, kitchen and bathroom. Looks like you'll do fences and things like that. So our job would be to make sure that you've got the content to get your business popping up for those searches. And of course, we'll run paid Google Ads. The Google Ads are part of that $299, meaning that you're not going to pay for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. We're actually part of Google's Premier Partnership Program, and that is pretty important. It does mean that Google is going to charge my company, not yours, for those clicks. And we're one of only 8 Google Premier Partners in the country. Now, of course, our responsibility in that sense is as much to Google as it is to you. Make sure that you're profitable. Make sure you choose to use the service. I mean, as long as you're making money, that's good for you. And as long as you choose to use the service, Google's going to charge my company, not yours, for the clicks to the paid ad campaign. So, of course, they want us to be successful. They want our clients to be successful. We're going to get our training, and we always have gotten our training directly from Google, whether it's additional tools and techniques that our trained and certified agents managing your ad campaign can employ to get you a higher return on investment for your Google ads, or if it's updates to their local map algorithm. They'll always share that content with us. Now, since it is a month-to-month service, is it something that you're prepared to do? At this point, we're looking for one company. We can only work with one business at a time. We cannot work with competitors. I mean, it's in your best interest, obviously, but it's in our best interest, too. I mean, I'm looking at waiving your setup fee here and reducing your rate by 50%. So that's actually going to put us below our cost to get you on that first page. But, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be offering it to you below our cost if I didn't already know that you'd be profitable doing it. It's Old Ironsides Construction, Inc., right? At least that's how it appears.
Yeah.
But and the website is, of course, just oldironsidesconstructioninc.com. It looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, is it a good number not only for your customers to call, but also for us to reach you regarding your account?
This is the number to reach me, but I have a customer number of 237-7200.
So the business number, 661-237-7200, that's the business number that you want us to promote.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, my question for you is, every time somebody searches for home remodeling,
mm-hmm.
they're located within 30 miles of my
correct
home address.
Right.
My website, my data is going to
yes.
populate
yeah.
on that screen on Google every single time.
Correct. And whether it's on Google or whether it's on Bing, you're going to have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your business. So, of course, your website will be attached, a couple of quick bullet points about your services, some photos, your reviews will be attached there. And not just for home remodeling, you know, for anything that they might type in, because you don't want to be limited. They type in kitchen remodeling contractor near me or best bathroom remodeler, whatever they might type in. Of course, for any of the services, for fencing too, fencing contractor, fencing installation, fencing repair, you're going to show up for those services and for those search phrases. So the combination of both the local SEO, the search engine optimization, and the search engine marketing, the paid Google ads, that's the best of both worlds. That's going to ensure you that first page placement. And, of course, the Google ads are going to run very quickly and get you found throughout that 30-mile service area and really kind of jumpstart that local campaign. Now, I did see a physical street address for your business, although, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first, right?
That's correct. And the address that I would like to be shown to the public as our business address is the yard, not my home.
Okay.
So right now, you probably have my house address. And
well,
we have a yard address.
Yeah, what I've got is the 15304 Anita Katrina Court. Is that your home?
Yeah, that's my home. The company is at 400 30th Street, Bakersfield, 93301.
93301. You said that was 400 30th Street?
Yes.
And you can still receive your mail there, though, right?
At the business?
Yeah, the 430th Street.
Not really.
No, mail would go there? Okay. I gotcha.
No.
Well, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, a shop, a warehouse. I mean, if you typically don't see customers come to you, Google actually doesn't even want to have a physical street address listed for your business. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. So They would only list your city and state,
yeah.
not any zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Now, I was looking on your website for an email address. This really would be more for us to contact you and to promote for the business. And, of course, you've got that contact form, but I don't see any physical email address. We use phone, text, email, usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We would want to email it out to you. Leo, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's leo@old-ironsides.com.
Okay. And you said L-E-E-O, right? Two E's in that? Just in the email?
Yes.
And that was at
yes.
old-ironsides.com? Or was there a...
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. And then, Leo, what is your last name, sir?
Wisnant. W-H-I-S-E-N-A-N-T.
A little bit of static on there. You said W-E-S...
W-H-I-S-E-N-A-N-T.
Okay. And then when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email. Usually, like I said, the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But do you have any preference as to how we reach out to you?
Email.
Email is preferred. And then just to confirm,
yeah.
Although the email has two E's, your first name is just L-E-O. Is that correct?
No.
Your name is just like the email with two E's?
My first name is spelled L-E-E apostrophe O.
Oh, I like it. Okay. And your last name is W-H-I-S-E-N-A-C?
E-N-A-N-T.
E-N-A-N-E? Oh, I gotcha. Again, there's a little bit of like, almost like a whistling sound in the back. Okay.
I'm driving.
Oh,
but
well, that
you still got
that
my last name wrong.
You said
W-H-I-S. It's W-H-I-S-E-N-A-N-T.
The last letter is E or T?
T.
T like Tom.
Gotcha.
I apologize. Like I said, just a little bit of a background noise because you are driving there. So Leo, you know, if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, the majority of this conversation is going to have to be on a different phone call. We're going to have one of our technicians give you that follow-up call when you've got about 25 or 30 minutes. We call it a client interview. It's to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information that I have, information off of your website, make sure that we've got the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll do it. And of course, we'll take care of all that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. If you do want to move forward here, I would read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners, and to secure the listing for your company, it is recorded through the computer. It does outline your service agreement, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee and reducing your subscription cost. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. Leo, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "Leo, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, sir, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?"
Old Ironsides Construction, Inc.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Leo, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Leo Wisnett, CEO.
Okay. And then, Mr. Wisnett, as the CEO of Old Ironside Construction, Inc., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then, Leo, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Leo, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Leo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Leah, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, Leo, with the reductions in the cost, the waiving of the setup fee, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving entirely, will be charged today, the 27th of December, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299. And keep in mind, Leo, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month at that same exact discounted rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up. Leo, as it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Leo, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Leo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
What will work best is if you send me an email with the information from your company so that I can get online real quick here. And
sure. Let's get that information out to you real quick. In fact, before I do that, I'm going to send you a link through the computer. It's a SMS message, but it works just like a text message. So it's a link to our pricing page. Sending that out to you right now. That should get to your smartphone in just a second here. That's localsplash.com/pricing. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up. Did you receive that text message?
No. Oh, I'm texting my business phone.
Are you okay? So on the 7200 number, can you receive a text message on that number?
I've got it. I'm looking at
you,
it right now.
You did get it. Okay, gotcha. So yeah, I mean, like I said, you're going to be able to track your success. You're going to be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that you'll be able to monitor and manage your reviews. You can request reviews, respond to reviews right there from your client dashboard. We have been in business since 2004, so for 17 years we've been a top SEO company. 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rate, and obviously we have to earn your business 1 month at a time, but our clients stay with it long term. If you scroll down about halfway, where it says Google Ads Partner, just below that, you'll see our official badge of authenticity. It's the Google logo in a box that says Google Premier Partner. That is not just copy and paste it off the internet. Anybody could do that. You can actually click right on that box. It'll take you directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. In fact, we are premier partners. Like I said, that is the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. And it is there because of our training, our product knowledge, our experience, our certification. We're certified in both search and display ads. And while any...
I'm good. I read enough script.
Joe.
So you ready? MasterCard?
MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear, sir?
Both.
Both? Oh, okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5334.
Okay.
3851.
Yes, sir.
00068-1551.
Mm-hmm. The last four I got 15 and then something 1.
51.
1451, okay. And the expiration?
11/23.
Last three digits on the back of the card?
219.
219. So I've got 219 on the back of the card, and November or 11 of 2023, the expiration. And then, Leo, was the card
yes.
itself 53-34-38-51-0068-15-51?
Yes.
Does that bill at the 430th Street or the home address? The
home address.
So the 15304 Anna Katrina Court, and that's, of course, still Bakersfield, but 33314.
Yeah.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd like to give you that information now.
It's okay. I'll get it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'll get it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there, too. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all that information in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice, Leo, is going to be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, that link is also going to be sent out to you by SMS or text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you might receive that text message even before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, just let me know, because I did want to walk you through just a couple of things on that. The only other order of business, though, on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. See, we've got a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, and a 3 o'clock. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Would that 1, 2, or the 3 o'clock work best for you this afternoon?
Can't do it this afternoon.
Can't do it this afternoon? anything as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow or as late as that 3 o'clock with just about everything available in between. Would you want something early tomorrow, midday, or towards the end of the day? What's going to work better for you?
8 a.m. tomorrow.
8 a.m.? Okay, so we'll schedule it for 8. It's going to be scheduled from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call is going to take about half that time, so it's probably going to get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 8:30. You're going to receive a reminder email at 7, an hour prior to that scheduled call. I'm sending you right now a link, or it's actually a calendar invite, really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although it's certainly fine if you do. A lot of people do respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's actually got your username on it, which is actually just the phone number, the 7200 number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers itself. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
Yeah, I got everything.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the Local Splash initial invoice email, there is a link on it where it says click here. That's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's the written explanation of what we went over in the voice verification. So we are talking about getting you verified and recognized and optimizing your Google My Business listing. We'll also mirror the content on Bing. And of course, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. We don't have to do a landing page for you because you already have the website, but we are certainly going to do the Google ads and everything. If you scroll down a little bit, about two-thirds of the way down, it says SMS communication. We just want you to verify that the 661-237-7200 number, obviously you did receive the text, so that is your mobile number. We don't want you to click the box below it because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages, and we certainly do want to be able to send those messages to you when it's appropriate. But towards the very bottom, just above the line where it says signature below it and the box above it that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, we do want you to click on that box. And then it's going to want you to either copy and paste or type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive, and of course the apostrophe would be important too. If you type it in, just make sure that you do type the capital L and the W and with the apostrophe just as it appears. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. Once you've got your name in that sign box, you can click on the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee and reduced your cost. It also does allow us to verify that you're a local business in the area and send that Google PIN card out, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You're going to know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
I'm not going over that stuff right now.
I'm trying
to do something else.
Oh, I gotcha. Well,
I do this later?
Yeah, well, you can do it later. If you can, like I said, that's just the one thing that we needed you to do at the bottom just to get that going. But you can do that later on today, or if you can't, if you need any assistance, our client interview technician can walk you through that tomorrow. But other than that, okay, You're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that great-looking website in front of more people that are looking for your services, help them to find you and call you directly. So, we are, of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. But real pleasure speaking with you, Leo. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and happy holidays. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care, Leo.